Kina Yud Aleph, 11. Some say aside from Eicha, it's actually the most significant because Yirmiyahu himself, the Navi, the Kayin, he himself lamented over Yoshiyahu HaMelech. So it's not just from a Rishon, it comes back from the Nevi'im, depicted in Dibri HaYamim, Lamed Hei Chavdal. Yoshiyahu was the greatest king. I just feel it's good to give a little bit of background. I appreciate the Kinemar. He reigned for 31 years. He was the greatest king since Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kinna says. He refers to him as a Vigdor. I'm not sure why he says a Vigdor. It's one of the 10 names of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Yoshiyahu, he didn't see a Sefer Torah for the first 18 years of being a king. He was the grandson of Menashe, four generations from Achaz, and Baruch Hashem, Chilkiyahu, Kayin Gadol, wanted to fix things a little bit, and he found a Sefer Torah, and he opened it up, and he showed it to Yoshiyahu, and it was open up to the Pasuk, Arar Asher Lo Yakim Es Divrei HaTorah Azos. And I thought it was very cool, because this is what the Kinah will bring. Yoshiyahu took responsibility. Despite being a Tinuk Shenishba, for his lack of knowledge, he still realized that the Torah is telling me something. I got to know what it means. I got to fulfill it. It wasn't my fault. I didn't know. I did a veris. I have to do tshuva on what I didn't know. And so he wanted that all of Klai Yisrael should have that chance. And he went around all of Klai Yisrael, teaching them the MS, removing the Avodah Zarah that even his grandfather, who eventually did tshuva, couldn't remove, Menashe. And all the idols, they were gone. So it seems. But at the very least, sometimes, Enechanami, a Yid needs to see, he needs to be taught in order to perform and deliver. But there was still a failed minority. Some people are so smart, they lie. And they strategically, they use their intellect to do the Yetzirah, to do the Averis. And these people, they split their Avodah Zarah in half. So cunning. And that when you would open the door to try to seek out the Avodah Zarah, to destroy it, to remove it, you wouldn't see it. Even the police that Yoshiyahu would send out, they couldn't find it. And so Yoshiyahu's efforts was not entirely successful. And so this kinah is about the unfortunate response to these select peoples of Averis, primarily based on Eicha Rabbah. Now going to give a very detailed synopsis that is both inspiring and insightful, so we're not lost while in the poetically written kinah. The main points of the kinah for the author's intent will not be dismissed or overlooked, but I would also like to emphasize three major points. Can the tzibur protect their gedolim? The diminished value of a tzaddik amongst rishayim. And the mita kenegan mita that underlies this tragic story should be the greatest lesson on what we did wrong. So going through the kinah, how incredible is it that Yirmiyahu Navi, he lamented and mourned over Yoshiyahu HaMelech. At the young age of 8 years old, he joined the ranks of the Darshi Hashem. The Malbim, perhaps based on the Gemara in Yuma Chavbeis, said maybe he was 16 years old. Because you're newly born when you're a king. And the kinah goes on and says that it was B'nai Cham that fought against him. It's referring to the Mitzrayim, to Pharaoh of Necho. His being the best king. And I think the lesson from the kinah is that you see the seeming lack of justice in mankind's eye. That the great people are kabanas because of our averis. When you take into account the Sibra's averis, the scales are no longer even. And they're even against the Gedolim. The kinah says, Davik bo chet. We know what Rabbi Elazar ben Horkanah says about a Chaburis Rasha. To find yourselves amongst a Chaburis Rasha, it doesn't matter how good you are. A bystander is a bully. But we need our tzaddikim. They can't leave us alone. They have Mesiris Nefesh on our behalf. They will never let us behind. But they will be held accountable. The irony, the Gedolim are blamed for our Averis. The Averis of the Leitzanim of all people. The people who not only are just part of the nation, they're people who, if Daka, they never listen to what the Gedolim say. We know what Mesiris Sharm says about Leitzanim. And still, the Gedolim are blamed when they did nothing wrong. Just the people did not listen. You see, from the kinah, the reality of things is that someone has to take responsibility for the wrong that is done. We can't be oblivious to our averis. If we choose to overlook them, we later see horrifically the retribution that is taken, fortunately, on our innocent heroes. Kinah says that there are three primary averis. It was in the Leitzanim of the door. It was in those people who were misadar the Avodah Zarah by the mezuzahs on the doorposts. And the fact that they ate from the Nile's produce. It speaks more on the Leitzanim and the misadar Avodah Zarah. The value of the tzaddikim when surrounded by no one who follows their model could be is that even a fine countenance of gold can become blacker than charcoal. Kinah says, Kismo hazav, pichamo mishkar. Our only hope its light dims into darkness. We can almost unreasonably say that Yoshio, the Tzaddik, he was a source of our curse for those who don't fulfill the Torah. It says, Bar Asher Lo Yakim. It's almost like better they be shaygig than mazid. By him instructing and us not heeding, our heroes were overpowered by the corrupt. Yoshio was a loyal man, but even he, like his nation, didn't heed the call of humility. That is, we do not always know what's best. And when Yirmiyah and Navi, and even Huldah, said turn back, he didn't, just as we hadn't. Of course, as guilty as the nation was, their sin caused the gezerah, that their king, their hope, would also sin by not listening to his Navi. He would go on to fight the Mitzrim, a battle that cannot be won. McKinnis says that this happened primarily as a result of the Avodah Zarah, by not listening to Yirmiyah Navi, who is the Anamite Egyptian who punished Yoshia's flesh. Klal Yisrael is told to stop before it really causes a chronic, almost irreparable damages. And even the Yisoid of Chazal and Gittin, famous Tisha B'Av Gemara, says, Meshiv Chachamim Acha Yedaita Misach, that Hashem reverses the mind of the wise man into foolishness to carry out his will. This is what happened to Yoshia. Yoshia was convinced that he had perfected the nation. The Gemara in Tainus says, Avtacha declai, so if they're worthy, no nation would attempt to pass through their land. Oh, so Yoshia is thinking, oh, this exact class example. For this reason, Yoshia had a hard time listening to Yirmiyah, and he did not believe that there were hidden liars in the nation. Hashem will make, as a punishment, mida k'neged mida, that our tzaddik yisoid olam won't stop when being relied upon as our savior and stronghold. Before it goes to a point of no turning back, the stubbornness is born even in the Yoshia. He won't listen even to Yirmiyah, and a big casualty is mourned. If we don't utilize our greatest weapons and resources, then even because of their Mesiras Nefesh, they still will be lost. Such a din. He would be the easy target at the front lines and the focus of our enemies in their bows. The Eight Zahara won't stop. Even as Yoshia closes his eyes forever, it was shot after shot. They aren't stopping. If you don't stop your Averas, they won't stop their arrows. If we don't use the swiftness of Mechitza or pressure Laksa against them, they will be quick and pressing against us. Melech Yoshio, for all you did, because we spoiled it, became worse for you. You were trapped. You were made the enemy, the threat and the target of the Mitzrim. The Kinna testifies it was 300 arrows, no exaggeration. The same amount that they pierced Yehuda ben Bava from last year's Kinna I spoke on, Chaf Aleph. I'm sure what 300 is. Klal Yisrael lives today because of its Gedolim, and Hashem put in the minds of the Geisha Cup that Yoshio is our battle and problem. Save the arrows for him. And so the humility of Yirmiyah and esteem for Yoshia led him to grab the last message from our great Tzaddik. Such a Tzaddik he was, even till the very end. At the last moment he exclaims, Tzaddik Hashem, ki marisi pihu. Righteous is Hashem, it is I that disobeyed his word. What is the message? It's honesty and taking responsibility. It is you're an asset if you are humble. You are destructive and a trouble if you're misgar chas v'shalom. Can you use the word kesem, and it's translated as gold, but also can refer to a bloody stain, almost like an apahu, and that is Yoshia's fate. We take our gedolim for granted. Gershon Elstein just passed away. Shalom Weingott, Shalom Kamenetsky, Leon Har isn't doing well. Neither is Mati Yosel, Leon Har. Baruch Hashem, I just got a new car, and it has a CD player. On my trip to Pennsylvania to see if Hershey had any Chol Yisrael products, the only CDs we had in the home are music or anti-technology sharing. Mati Yosel said, to quote, I'm going to say something wild. It's better for one to live a life of poverty than a life at risk with the internet to earn money. We don't always know Moshe Emes V'Tereska Emes, Hashem Elekechem Emes. That is why we are here today. But maybe, just maybe, knowing that we appreciate what is lost a little late after already it's been lost, like what Kaisel is learning for Yoshio after we already lost him, maybe we could learn for the lost piece of Mikdash.